What is psychology? The word psychology originates from the Greek word psyche, meaning spirit or soul. The latter part of the word comes from lambda omicron gamma alpha, logia, which means study or research. Psychology was not recognized until the late 1800s as an academic discipline. Before this time, work on the mind was considered under the domain of philosophy. Since any behavior is inherently rooted in biology, certain areas of psychology incorporate elements of natural sciences, such as biology. No biological entity exists in isolation, and our behavior is influenced by our interactions with others. Thus, psychology is also a social science. Mental health is the foundation for individual well-being and effective functioning. It goes beyond merely being free from mental disorders. It is the ability to think, learn, and understand one's emotions and those of others. Mental health represents a state of balance, both internally and in relation to the environment. Physical, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and other related factors all contribute to this balance. There are inseparable connections between mental and physical health. Psychology is divided into 8 main fields. Behavioral neuroscience. This field explores how biological factors, such as brain circuitry, influence human development and behavior. Clinical psychology focuses on treating mood and personality disorders. Cognitive psychology uses experimental methods, brain imaging, and model-based approaches to study perception, memory, decision-making, action, and language. Decision science examines how cognitive, emotional, and social processes affect judgment and decision-making. Developmental psychology studies learning and developmental changes in cognition, behavior, and the brain. Intellectual and developmental disabilities aims to improve the health and well-being of children and adults with intellectual disabilities, autism spectrum disorders, and other applies statistical modeling to real-world problems. Social psychology focuses on automatic and intentional attitudes and how they influence information processing, judgment, and behavior. In this course, the main focus will be on behavioral neuroscience, clinical psychology, cognitive psychology, and intellectual and developmental disabilities. While we will touch upon the other areas, they will be covered in less depth and are not as central to the course content. How can psychology be applied to everyday life? Do you think psychology is only for students, academics, or therapists? Think again. Psychology is both an applied and theoretical field, which means its principles can be used in many aspects of everyday life. While research studies may not always be the easiest read for the average person, the findings from these studies can have practical applications in our daily routines. Here are some ways psychology can be applied to your life. Motivation: whether your goal is to quit smoking, lose weight, or learn a new language, psychology offers valuable insights for boosting motivation. To enhance your motivation for a task, apply strategies from cognitive and educational psychology, such as introducing new or novel elements to keep you engaged and interested. Leadership: whether you're an office manager or a volunteer at a local youth group, good leadership skills can be invaluable. While not everyone is born a natural leader, research-based tips from psychology can help you improve your leadership abilities. Communication: effective communication involves more than just speaking or writing well. Studies have shown that nonverbal cues play a significant role in interpersonal communication. By learning to read and understand these nonverbal cues, you can improve. Emotional intelligence refers to the ability to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. Developing emotional intelligence can improve your relationships and decision-making in everyday life. Decision-making: cognitive psychology has provided a wealth of knowledge on how people make decisions. By applying these insights, you can learn to make more informed, thoughtful choices in your personal and professional life. Memory research into memory formation and retention has led to strategies that can help improve memory. Whether it's remembering names or retaining information for work or school, psychology can offer ways to boost your memory power. Money management: psychological research also plays a role in personal finance. One study found that using specific psychological techniques could help people save 3 times more money. By understanding the psychology behind money management, you can make wiser financial decisions. Academic success: one study showed that testing yourself regularly on material improves memory retention more effectively than just studying. Students who were tested multiple times recalled 61% of the material, compared to just 40% for those who only studied. You can apply this strategy in your own life by testing yourself regularly to reinforce what you've learned. Productivity: take the myth that multitasking improves productivity. For example, research shows that multitasking can actually decrease speed, accuracy, and overall productivity. Instead, lessons from psychology suggest focusing on one task at a time and eliminating distractions to work more efficiently. Health psychology is also valuable when it comes to improving your health. From motivating better exercise habits and nutrition to exploring new treatments for mental health issues like depression, health psychology provides numerous strategies that can help you lead a healthier. From psychology perspective, the terms personality and character are often used interchangeably, but they have distinct meanings in psychology and everyday language. Personality refers to the combination of traits, patterns of thought, behaviors, and emotions that make up an individual's distinctive ways of interacting with the world. It is often seen as a more stable, internal aspect of a person, developed over time, that influences how someone reacts in different situations. Traits. Personality traits can include things like extroversion, openness to experience, and conscientiousness. Influences. While genetics play a role in shaping personality, it can also be influenced by experiences, environment, and upbringing. Consistency. Personality tends to remain relatively stable across different situations, though it can evolve or shift somewhat over time. Character, on the other hand, refers to the moral and ethical qualities that shape how a person acts, especially when it comes to making decisions or behaving in different situations. Character is often associated with virtues such as honesty, kindness, integrity, courage, and responsibility. Moral foundation. Character is shaped by personal values, beliefs, and a sense of right and wrong. Development. Unlike personality, character is often seen as something that can be developed or changed over time, often influenced by conscious choices, experiences, and efforts to improve. Moral decision-making. Character often comes into play when someone faces challenges or moral dilemmas, determining how they will act under pressure. Key differences: nature versus morality. Personality reflects a person's natural tendencies and emotional responses, while character is about their moral and ethical stance. Stability. Personality tends to be more stable, while character is more likely to evolve through personal development. Personality influences how you express yourself, interact with others, and perceive the world, while character influences how you make decisions, treat others, and live by your values. Psychological facts about Vietnam: an estimated 14 million people in Vietnam suffer from mental disorders. Yet the country has only 143 clinical psychologists and psychotherapists. Adding to the challenge, clinical psychology services are not officially covered by health insurance. The country is dealing with the impacts of an aging population and a high prevalence of neurological disorders, alongside the lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, mental health remains underprioritized compared to other healthcare sectors. A 2022 DMSA survey found that while 61.3% of district hospitals, 398 out of 649, provide outpatient care for mental health patients, only 9.1%, 59 out of 649, offer inpatient treatment. This reveals a significant gap in mental health care accessibility in Vietnam. Mental health services in Vietnam primarily rely on drug treatments, with limited access to rehabilitation. Additionally, no formal mental health services exist for individuals affected by natural disasters such as floods, droughts, and epidemics, including the COVID-19 pandemic. Rising mental health concerns: like many countries worldwide, Vietnam is experiencing a rise in mental health disorders. A 2014 report by the National Psychiatric Hospital No. 1 found that 14.2% of the population suffered from one of the 10 most common mental disorders, with depressive disorders accounting for 2.45%. Research from HCM City Pediatrics Hospital indicates that around 20% of Vietnamese children and adolescents experience mental health problems. A 2017 study revealed that depression affects 5% of pregnant women and 8.2% of postpartum mothers. A lot of data related to mental health care in Vietnam is either missing to care. Social stigma remains a major barrier to mental health care in Vietnam. Many people equate mental illness solely with schizophrenia, overlooking conditions such as depression, anxiety, and alcohol-related psychosis. This misunderstanding contributes to delayed diagnoses and treatment avoidance. Currently, Mental health services are concentrated in central and provincial hospitals. At district and commune levels, treatment primarily focuses on schizophrenia and epilepsy conditions that account for just 0.5% of the total population with mental disorders. Meanwhile, an estimated 14.2% of the population is affected by mental health conditions, but over 90% of those in need have not received formal treatment.